Research. The government plans to intensify marine and freshwater research to guide in the exploitation of untapped aquatic resources. Through the initiative spearheaded by the Kenya Marine and Fisheries Research Institute, KMFRI, the government targets to come up with scientific data and information to guide in the sustainable exploitation of the resources. Mining and Blue Economy Cabinet Secretary, CS, Salim Imvuria said the ministry has rolled out a roadmap towards the realization of the sector's full potential through the development of policies and research to harness the resources. In a speech read by the Director of Fisheries Roderick Kundu during the closing ceremony of the Second Aquatic Resources and Blue Economy Conference, ABEC-E, in Kisumu, the CS underscored the importance of research, saying it will help the government to develop a sustainable blue economy while boosting the country's revenue base. This, he said, will run alongside the development of a robust fisheries and aquaculture program to ensure the country reaps maximum benefits from the blue economy sector. The initiative, he said, includes the construction of fish landing sites at the coast and in Lake Victoria, adding that plans were also underway to promote deep-sea fishing at the coast. He added that the government will implement the recommendations of the conference to develop a robust and sustainable blue economy. Kisumu Governor Professor Anyang Nyong'o, left, presents a present to KMFRI Board Chairman Juma Safari, photos by Chris Mahandara. This conference has been very instrumental in helping us to understand the dynamics of the sector. The government will implement the various research findings out of this conference to help build a sustainable blue economy, he said. KMFRI Board Chairman Juma Safari Mumba said the research body has developed a 5-year strategic plan, 2023 to 2027, to help achieve the research projections. The plan, he said, was hinged on the VISN 2030, medium-term plan IV, and the bottom-up economic transformation, BETA, agenda. He asked the government to allocate resources to KMFRI to drive the research program, which hold the key to unlocking the blue economy potential. Speaking during the same occasion, Kisumu Governor Professor Anyang Nyong'o reiterated the importance of research to guide in the rolling out of various blue economy initiatives. Investments in the sector must be guided by science and research to ensure sustainable utilization of resources, he said. He lauded the national government for allocating shush, $1.5 billion to support various blue economy programs in Kisumu. The programs, among them Kabonyo Kanyagwal Fisheries Project and the construction of a SAT and a GAL fish landing sites, he said, will go a long way in boosting the sector in Kisumu. He further urged the government to open to the public the port of Kisumu, which has been refurbished to revive lake transport and inter-country trade. Whereas we thank the government for reviving the port, it remains closed to the public. The port must be made accessible to the public to do business and unlock the region's potential, he said.